I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The death toll is expected to rise in the aftermath of a 7.9 earthquake that rocked Peru this week. Most of the reported dead are from the Ica area nearest the epicenter. World Vision has work in Peru, says the organization's disaster operations specialist, Rose Camus.
We are supporting almost 20 development programs, and we have about 20,000 children that we are supporting. The good news is that we received confirmation that all of our children are safe and that they are doing well.
Next, HCJB Global is looking at potentially reaching 4 million listeners with the gospel in Poland. HCJB's Mike Dvorak says they added a new transmitter and opened a new facility whose coverage will blanket the south-southwestern part of Poland. It's estimated that less than 2% of the population in Poland are believers. Dvorak says radio CCM has a lot of work to do.
Communism had its way, so Satan is really gotten a stronghold in this part of the world. So we've seen these strongholds in the hearts and lives of people. It is a very difficult part of the world. In fact, it's been called the most gospel-resistant megapopulation in the least reached in the world. That even includes the Middle East.
And tuning up cars was an interest that helped bring a 19-year-old man in the Czech Republic to Christ. He and his girlfriend attended follow-up programs after an IA Network lecture at her school. There, he met the lecture speaker, who also had an interest in cars. Their friendship grew and the young man became a Christian. More young people like him will encounter Christ, since the IA Network is welcome in schools in the Czech Republic. They're adding staff to take advantage of this opportunity. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing fast in the West, yet few Christians know about Islam. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.